Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. It's day two of Black History Month, Sista said in a spotlight. Let's get started. Hello there. Welcome back to Tweet Trends. It's day two of Sista Said in the Corner. And as we said on day one, we're going to keep it brief. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Today's Sista in the spotlight, she's an amazing woman. And just thinking about all that she is, it builds something up inside of me because the whole intersectionality of all the many things that she is, we share a lot of the same things in common. So yeah, I'm kind of patting myself on the back right now and be like, oh yeah, you got some of that magic in you too, Yvette. But I digress. Let's get to this is in the spotlight. Now, the first thing I'm going to share, we do not have in common. She is a lawyer and I'm not. I don't even play one on television. However, as an educator, I feel like I have been the judge, the jury, the defense team. I've been all the things in the courtroom, but still, I am not a lawyer. But a lot of the other things that she is, I am as well. So I'm going to go through a couple of those things. So we are both writers. We're both aunts. We're both sisters. We're both tall. We're both beautiful. We're both wives. Now, this one in particular is where she gained a great deal of her notoriety. She is the wife of 44. We all know him. We all love him. Barack Obama, the first African-American president, which made her the first African-American first lady. Yes. Michelle Obama. Now, the quote that I'm going to use from her is one that we've heard several times over. When they go low, we go high. This is one for the petty people out there, the people living in Petticoat Junction, Petty LaBelle's, all the petty people that when somebody does something to you, you're ready to do that thing back to them. Michelle Obama was saying, no, boo, we don't do that. Because in a lot of cases, especially for Black and brown people, it is expected of us to act a donkey. Yes, I said it, to act a straight donkey. When people do things to us, people expect us to be petty. They expect us to go lower than the low that had already been reached. But Michelle Obama is telling us, hey, don't do that. There's no need for that. And if you are a believer, then you would know for yourself that, you know, the battle is not yours. So don't try to fight somebody and when they do something to undercut you, to hurt you, to do something intentional against you, don't try to then find some other thing to get back at them. They're going to get theirs. You might not get to see it. You might not get to see it unfold and how it affects them and whatnot, but just walk off knowing that at some point in time, they're going to get what's coming. And, you know, you don't need to be there to clap about it or, you know, but, woohoo, yeah, I told you. Mm-hmm, I knew it. No, none of that is necessary. You keep doing you. You keep being your best. You keep showing up and showing out. Haters are going to hate. People are going to do things to get at you. You could be the greatest person in the world, and there's always going to be one person out there that is going to be like, she thinks she all that. Why they got to do all that? No, don't worry about it. Continue to be yourself. Continue to stay on the high road. And there's nothing that you can't do. You've got this. So when they go low, when they are shooting at the ankles. We go high. We're above that. And that's part of that queenly essence, that regal just je ne sais quoi that just kind of exudes. And we all need to get some of that. If you struggle with your petty, you struggle to control that, think back to this quote. When they go low, we go high. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. I hope you were reminded by Michelle Obama's quote, when they go low, we go high, that you don't have to lower yourself to show that you are above or better or anything. You don't have to prove anything. And another thing, whenever you're feeling down, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about that person that you look up to and consider the intersectionality of all the many things that they are, and then find the things that you align with. Because the more things that match up between you and them, that's going to build you up on the inside. That's going to build up your confidence. And you're going to begin to see that, hey, we're more alike than we're different. So the fact that they did something great, I can do something great too. And it's going to make you stand up a little bit taller and stick your chest out a little bit further. And it's going to give you that confidence to know that, hey, I got some of that in me too. So remember that the next time you're feeling kind of low. And join us tomorrow for another Sister Said in the Spotlight, brought to you by Tweet Trends. You know where to find us at Hey Yvette. That's at HEYEVETTE on Instagram and X. Or look for the hashtag Tweet Trends.